Tom. Talk Live, take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the website. Again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Marcus.
And Mark.
So we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. We also have Skype. You can connect with us in that way. If you prefer, you can connect to Skype username lrn.fm. But you will need to send a contact request first. That will be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to get in touch with us that way. All kinds of interesting stuff to talk about here tonight. But actually something that you guys both wanted to continue on here tonight, because last night Brett came in with the five stupid things about libertarianism, and we managed to get through all of two of the five stupid things. So we'll continue on that that list by Steve Shives, a YouTube vlogger. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Nathan, to start things out here, is on Skype in Texas. Nathan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Really looking forward to continuing that video from yesterday.
Okay.
And also wanted to congratulate Mark on the beard. I'm looking forward to what the Mark from the Parallel Universe has to say.
That's right. This is the Mark's evil twin.
I wanted to talk about Dave from New York's call yesterday. It seems, I understand it's frustrating to have someone calling in a lot and talking about the same things. And I feel like we should have compassion for people who have mental, anomalies or mental disorders, you know, whatever you want to call it. And I thought I'd give Dave some advice, if he'll take it. I don't know. Maybe he's a troll.
Well, I'd like to point out that that Brett spent about a half an hour with him.
No, it was about 10 or 12 minutes or so.
Okay. We'll call
he
it
called
15.
After the show.
After the show. Oh, and Brett spent about a quarter of an hour with him trying to derail him from his obsession with the Free Talk Live BBS, which has largely been dormant for about a year. There really hasn't been much going on there. But
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I mean, it hasn't been really active. How's that? Certainly not as active as it used to be. The BBS used to get four times the traffic that the website got, and now it's the opposite, I would say, is pretty accurate. So Dave goes in there and posts, you know, to beat the band and, from what I can tell, treats people pretty brusquely, uses harsh language and those kinds of things, and then at some point or another, the crowd turns on him and he gets upset.
Yeah, was that the post of the big red block butters?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, so I guess it's possible he's a troll. There's no real way to know. I mean, I find it unlikely that someone could be being called a leech or whatever this long into the. I mean, it's been several weeks.
I don't think Dave's a troll. I used to think Dave was a troll, but then I went and I watched some of his videos, and if he's a troll, he is the most hardcore, dedicated troll that I've ever seen. Because I mean, his videos seem to be. He seems to be obsessed with people calling him names on the internet, and he's had this obsession for well over a year or two at this point. If you go back into his videos, you can see that he's been complaining about this since long before he called Free Talk Live, and he's basically complaining to no one because he doesn't really have a whole lot of subscribers on his YouTube channel, maybe 100 or so.
Well, I suppose it's also possible that he doesn't have other channels to complain in about whatever this topic is. And so since Free Talk Live is an open phone show, maybe he feels he can complain here more than usual.
Yeah, he does. I think he does feel that way.
But at any rate, I thought, assuming he's not a troll, I did have some advice for Dave. He seems to be, Dave, you're really into YouTube. You seem to be, you have over 1,200 videos, so you obviously know a lot about YouTube and how it works. Try to branch out on YouTube. Find other people on YouTube who are doing shows. You know, there's always people looking for voice talent, for, editing work to do on YouTube. Or you could bring someone onto your channel, you know, like have a straight man to be the other guy for your double act. You know, know, do some comedy routines or something. You know, I think Dave, I agree with you, Dave has the potential to do a lot on YouTube, and I think he could probably do, you know, branch out and do something there. I think that would be something he could explore.
I'd agree with that.
Well, actually, that was one of the things that Brett suggested to him last night, was focusing more on his YouTube channel rather than focusing on what people are saying to him on these internet forums. Get away from the internet forums.
He can use the forums as a way to promote his YouTube channel, but he gets so obsessed when somebody calls him, I guess it's these two particular names, pedophile and leech.
I'd be curious to know exactly who was the one who, you know, called him these names, and how long has it been going on? Because I just find it hard to believe that multiple people from Nathan, multiple places over multiple times would be calling him these two names.
Nathan, do you really want to spend some of your precious moments on Earth hunting down whatever the hell it is that Dave's been obsessed about for years?
It wouldn't surprise me. I have to disagree with you, Nathan. I think it wouldn't surprise me at all, considering Dave constantly says, I'm not a leech, I'm not a pedophile. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody else who wanted
poorly
to bother him,
right,
oh, yeah,
would
yeah,
call
I,
him
I
that.
Agree.
So he treats people poorly and then says he's not a leech and not a pedophile. And that, I mean, is begging people who have
if you want to get to him, that's what you call him.
He's developed animosity, inside these people. And then, what else are you going to call him?
Right. I just meant assuming that someone actually did legitimately think he was a leech and a pedophile at one point. I just wonder who those people would be.
You could send Dave a message and inquire.
Oh, man, he would love to go over it with you.
He posts frequently.
Okay.
I guess he's been banned from the BBS, but I'm pretty sure he still posts on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. I don't think he's been prohibited from coming there.
I'll consider it, gentlemen.
Thank you. Nathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
I did have a quick point about that video you were talking about.
Five stupid things about libertarianism?
Yeah, he had a point. First of all, I figured my bet is almost 100% that he is a leftist because of kind of the way he talks. He said he's an atheist, and then he brought up some points. I mean, saying that the libertarians are selfish angle seems to come from the left. I know there's a website I remember reading where a lot of leftists congregated and mocked libertarians, and Bitcoin was one of the topics. I remember libertarians were also always mentioned in conjunction with Bitcoin. I think the mocking term was lulbertarians, people who just want to get rich off of Bitcoins, exploit others and that kind of thing. I think people on the left tend to make that accusation.
Oh, it seems pretty clear the guys from the left, I agree with your analysis.
And when you mentioned confusing the state with, whether the state's inside us or outside of us. I don't know if you know about Ben Stone's angle, or his statement, but he likes to use the term government to mean the actual individuals, and the state with the capital S to mean the idea. So I think maybe, I don't know if he grasps that or not, but that's how I would respond to that point.
Nathan, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, to suggest that Free Talk Live hasn't been handling Dave in New York with compassion, I think, is to ignore every call that Dave's ever made. I mean,
I don't think that he was making an accusation, was he?
At the very beginning of the call, he suggested that we needed to handle him with compassion. Maybe he wasn't accusing us in that way, but that's kind of how I took it. And I feel like we have been as compassionate as we possibly can towards Dave, but at some point, it's a legitimate thing to be frustrated with somebody who keeps calling about the same exact thing, and that was what I expressed to him last night. Look, you can't keep calling about the exact same thing. Yes, it's an open phone show, but nobody's going to want to listen if it's the same person calling about the same topic every single night.
And it's not the first time Free Talk Live has had this issue where you've had a chronic caller who just wanted to bring up the same thing. It's happened before.
Also, and this isn't, first off.
Like Scott the Bigot?
Right. Scott. I think it's Scott the Bigot,
But at least he would approach things from different bigoted perspectives.
He would try to talk about a different subject, but the underlying was always the same, right?
Well, yeah, he has the same agenda. He's a bigot, and he thinks Jews and black people are bad, or whatever his thing is.
He thinks everybody but white Christian males are bad, actually.
Which he's not actually really very Christian, so that's interesting, too.
Actually, but white Protestant, right?
There you go.
Yeah. So he's got this whole thing, but, he had a different story each time, a new angle for, the same old crap. And whereas Dave doesn't have even that. It's the same pitch over and over again. I'm not a leech. I'm not a pedophile. I just want everybody to know that I'm not a leech and I'm not a pedophile. And he would actually repeat that over and over again as often as you would let him because he's mentally ill, and there's no string of words I'm going to be able to put together that's going to break whatever the spell is over Dave.
Brett suggested that he listen to Verbal Surgery, which is an excellent podcast that we've talked about previously on the program, and Brett told him, listen to some Verbal Surgery and then call us back in a week, so we'll see if Dave can hold off for a week. More coming up.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. All paychecks right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we'll continue the five stupid things about libertarianism. We just got them started last night, actually, and then ended up going off in a variety of directions, as tends to happen here on Free Talk Live. And you can make that happen by calling in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. You know what? Privacy is more important now than it's ever been because, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the news in the last year, the federal government can pretty much break into, well, whatever it is you're doing online, unless you take the time and effort to protect yourself. Now, there are ways for you to do this, and some of them are pretty simple. One of them is ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. Whatever's leaving and coming into your computer, if you use the ProXPN app for Windows, Macintosh, there's also apps for iPhone as well as Android phones. Plus Linux users, there are instructions to get Linux working with ProXPN.
I believe it also works on the iPad as well. So all the iOS devices.
I should have said that. Yes, iOS. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get this app for free, and then you can upgrade to their premium package when you're ready to go to unlimited bandwidth if you decide you like the service. And it is a very likable thing because it encrypts everything you do, meaning that your ISP, your internet service provider, is no longer going to know what you're doing online. They'll no longer be able to log what you're doing, which they're probably doing right now for up to 5 years, keeping logs on every site you visit, every search term you enter. You can stop that right now, tonight, by going to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app, and if you're a Linux user, you can get instructions on how to make it work for Linux as well. ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to the premium account for unlimited bandwidth and no limits on what you can use ProXPN to protect, you can do, for instance, private torrenting with their premium account. You can use our discount code to save 20% for the lifetime of the account. This is not some sort of introductory offer. This is the lifetime of your account. So ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20 to save that 20%. Also, if you've got Bitcoin, you can save 33% from the price of the annual plan over at proxpn.com/FTL. And by the way, to bring the price down to as low as you can get it, if you're going to go with a discount code, you'll want to go with the annual plan, which breaks the price down to $5 a month. Now, if you're not happy for some reason, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so really, you have nothing to lose. Go ahead and give it a shot. proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, Freedom Guy is on the line, and I'm not sure where you are, Freedom Guy. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Seattle, Washington.
All right. So what do you want to talk about?
Hey, if I remember correctly, you and Mark came up from Florida, right?
We did. We moved to New Hampshire from Florida in 2006 as part of the Free State Project.
Right. So there's a company out of Florida, Fontainebleau, Florida, that you guys might be familiar with, electronics retailer called Tiger Direct.
Sure are.
Yeah, I've heard of Tiger Direct. I had no clue that they were out of Florida.
I didn't know that either, yeah.
And I don't know where Fontainebleau is.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I buy stuff from them all the time, you know, my technology and stuff. Somebody turned me onto their website years ago. I bought something recently from them, and of course, you know, if you don't buy anything for a while, they stop emailing you. But, of course, since I bought something recently, they've been emailing me. Got an email this morning, and it's all over their front page, tigerdirect.com. They are now accepting Bitcoins.
Yep.
Yeah, it's huge news. I actually had that in the show prep for tonight. I'd seen it come across the Bitcoin groups on Facebook today.
And, the dominoes just keep on falling with the online retailers. I don't know where Tiger Direct is as far as online retailers go, but I'd be willing to bet they're in the top 50.
They've been around since, according to Wikipedia, since 1989. So I remember Tiger Direct sending me catalogs in the mail.
I bought a laptop in like 2001 from them. So, I mean, they've been around for a long time. And things were good as far as that transaction went. But here's what I want to know, Freedom Guy. When does Bitcoin cease to be a fad and become a real currency? I mean, what is that point? Because I can't figure it out. You know, I don't know. I try to, in my mind, I want to legitimize it to other people. But at some point or another, if these retailers keep on taking it, no one can say, oh, it's just a fad anymore.
It's really just, I think, you know, the acceptance of it, you know, will turn that tide. I think, you know, when critical mass, whatever that point is, if it's, you know, 30,000 people or a million people are using it, I think that, you know, when it's recognized enough, and I don't know what that point is. That's a great question. I don't have any science or anything behind it. I just thought it was really great news for Bitcoin and for everybody that has Bitcoin that, you know, hey, here's a major player in the retail market of electronics that is now accepting it.
Yeah, this is really great. And to Mark's question about the fad, you know, people who call Bitcoin a fad, I feel like one of the things that's going against Bitcoin in the minds of some people are the altcoins. So altcoins would be considered any other coin that's basically built off of the Bitcoin protocol, right? Because Bitcoin open source software, so you can copy it and rename it and change it and call it whatever. And there's a bunch of these altcoins.
Dozens and dozens.
Yeah. And some of them are actually somewhat popular for one reason or another to at least a small group of people. And I feel like those, to some extent, you know, some of them are, you know, mocking Bitcoin, right? And I feel like it allows some people to be like, oh, look, Bitcoin is... Yeah, dismissive of Bitcoin because of these altcoins and because of, you know, some of them may just be a fad. Now, they may not be a fad, but, you know, or they may be a fad. The altcoins, it's in question, you know. Then
I don't understand that line of reasoning, though. Does monopoly money in some way or another undermine the U.S. dollar as currency? I mean, it's paper. It's got numbers printed on it. Look how similar it is to U.S. money. My God, I've got monopoly money here. Why isn't my monopoly money going to undermine your U.S. money? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
To counter what you said, Marcus, I get your concern. It makes sense, but I think it only really affects a very small amount of people. Think about...
That's true.
You know, is... what's one of them? I guess Dogecoin's been getting some, like, tech headlines, but besides that, how many of these other alternative currencies are being reported on in any sort of mainstream publication? That just doesn't seem like that's happening to me.
Well, right, not many of them. I mean, there was the Kanye... Coinye, right? One, because...
That's good stuff.
Because Kanye was suing the Coinye people, which is hilarious.
But, I mean, the amount of news these other alt currencies are getting is next to nothing in comparison to Bitcoin. So odds are good somebody's going to come into the idea of a decentralized currency by hearing about Bitcoin. Maybe if they keep researching, they'll find out about all the alternatives.
Sure. No, I think likely people know about Bitcoin before they hear about one of the altcoins. But I know some people anyway who have seemed to have that kind of attitude a little bit, like, you know, can be a little bit dismissive of Bitcoin just because of the altcoins. I don't think it's legitimate.
Are they people who understand Bitcoin?
Yeah, to some extent. I don't know that they're not.
Well, they don't want. They have come to the point. They were looking for a reason to dismiss Bitcoin as a possibility.
I see, right.
Mostly because gold is their favorite currency, and so therefore they hunted around. They found a reason. The reason is that Bitcoin's look. These things are. You said that they were finite. That they're only going to be 21 million. But sure enough, there's all kinds of other.
Anyone can copy
out there,
it,
right? Anybody can get a piece of paper and write numbers on it and make as much currency as they want. I mean, and you know, it's bat-ass crazy nonsense, but it doesn't matter because that's what they've latched on to dismiss their Bitcoin.
TigerDirect.com, according to Alexa, the 1,115th most popular website in the world. Thank you for the call, Freedom Guy. I appreciate it. So they're not quite as popular as Overstock.com, not as popular as Newegg, but these guys are direct competitors to Newegg, and you better believe Newegg is sweating it out on this one. More coming because they haven't accepted Bitcoin yet. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid Vila Cig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. The Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Free State Project, your best chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with other people who think like you do, people that actually appreciate the ideas of liberty and who are willing to do something about it, to get active.
You know what's great about the Free State Project is that it really started off of an idea, and the idea was that for people who love liberty, they could not be effective because there's so few people around them who believe in liberty that they just couldn't get anyone to join them and to be effective. So the idea was like, well, what if we could get a bunch of people all over the country, all over the world who agree with liberty to move to one place? And that was the idea that it was based on. And New Hampshire was eventually chosen, but it wasn't chosen until a whole bunch of people signed up, 5,000 people agreed to move somewhere. And after that, there was a vote. New Hampshire won by a landslide. And that's what's great about the Free State Project is it's really based off of a great idea, which is getting a concentration of liberty lovers. And That's why we're here.
Yeah. It's happening. That is why we're here, and that is why we got to know you, Marcus. Probably never would have met you if we all hadn't moved here to New Hampshire.
Right.
You'd have been toiling away in New Jersey, and we'd have been toiling away in Florida, and we'd have been getting nowhere. But here, we've actually got liberty-oriented people who are getting elected. We've got people who are doing civil disobedience. They are doing outreach. They are doing media creation. All kinds of different activism is happening, and we're still just barely getting started. We've only got about 10% of the current membership of the Free State Project that is actually here now. So there's only over about 1,500 people in New Hampshire now as early mover types. And then there are, let's see, another 15,000 or so that have signed up for the Free State Project, who have pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire to get active. And so we're trying to get 20,000. So we're not quite to the goal yet. We haven't even reached our target of 20,000. And already we are the most successful liberty movement in the world. I mean, I feel very confident in making that statement, because if there were something that was more successful, I'd want to be there
right.
rather than here.
Yeah.
So go to
FreeStateProject.org. If there was something even marginally as close to as successful and it had warmer winters, I'd want to be there.
Yeah.
But it's not even a – there's nobody who's even a player.
No.
There are pretenders, but no players.
NHLibertyForum.com. So by the way, Free State Project's website is FreeStateProject.org, but there's also some great events that the Free State Project puts on. Of course, there's the Porcupine Freedom Festival this summer, and Marcus is working diligently behind the scenes on an upgraded website and logos and things like that.
I just saw the logo.
Yeah, for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So that's exciting. But we'll talk more about that after the Liberty Forum, because that's what's next. NHLibertyForum.com is their website. It's coming up in a month. So we're like 4 weeks away, basically, at this point from the Liberty Forum.
The Liberty Forum was the first place I met you guys. I'm sure you don't recall it, but I recall it because I was listening to you guys, and I came up from New Jersey, but it was at Liberty Forum that I got to meet Ian and Mark from Free Talk Live. And so anybody can do that if they just go to Liberty Forum. You guys will be there.
Hardly the reason to go to Liberty Forum, but yes, we will be there, and we'll be broadcasting live. And Marcus, you're certainly welcome to sit in for a little bit, though normally on our Liberty Forum nights, we usually get guest after guest after guest, although I don't know if it's going to be your Thursday or if it's going to be Johnson's Thursday, because you guys kind of split up the Thursdays, but either way, so we're going
to
be
usually
there.
The co-hosts just don't even get a chance to sit in.
Yeah, but Thursday night may be different, because there's not a whole lot of speakers on Thursday.
If I'm doing my job, I'm pulling those speakers.
Yeah, but there's not any. I don't think there are any speakers on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to say right now that if it is my Thursday, I'm planning on not being on.
Okay,
because
fair enough.
Guys are going to be busy, I think.
Yeah, there's usually no problem getting interesting people to come talk to us at the Liberty Forum. We're going to have big names there too, like Cody Wilson. Maybe you heard his name in the last year in the headlines for his company. I think it's called Defense Distributed, where he's the guy who came out with the Liberator, this 3D printable gun. He's going to be speaking there. In fact, just announced Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com is going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum. So this is a big deal. Lots of great speakers, but also hundreds of people who aren't the speakers. They're just the people attending, but they're also very interesting because each of them has a story.
Oh, yeah. The people that you meet are really great. I just enjoy being there, just talking to all the different people. You know, it doesn't – whether it's a speaker or not – there's just so many interesting people. It's really fun.
You know what? I think that we should actually have Dave in New York keynote the event. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Well, good. What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
I heard that Nathan called in, and I just wanted to respond back to him because he was asking me, who started all of this stuff to get me angry and all that stuff. There are two people, those guys' names are Mook H and some guy named Art Stanton or whatever, and they were hanging out on other message boards, and they followed me onto your boards, and they totally pissed me off, and that's what got me banned from your board, because they wanted to get a rise out of me.
And they did get a rise out of you. You played right into their hand, Dave. Maybe you should take Brett's advice that he gave you last night. Did you go and look into the podcast that was suggested to you? Verbal
yeah,
surgery?
I saw it. There was nothing new there. There was stuff there from like last year and the year before. There was nothing new that was posted.
It doesn't matter if it's new. What's the information in verbal surgery is useful whether it was put out yesterday or whether it was put out 2 years ago.
Because, you know, those guys, Art Stanton and Mook H, you know,
Brett took time out of his schedule last night, Dave, to talk to you personally about some of the issues you were having, and it sounds like you've dismissed his suggestions. Have you done that? Have you just dismissed what he suggested?
I saw the site that he looked at, and, cash, whatever. They were posted like many years back ago.
Yes, you just made that point. So what I said was that they're old, but they're still good because it's timeless information. So here's what I'd like to suggest to you. Go ahead and go back to the Verbal Surgery website and actually download a few of the shows and give them a listen. I think Brett's suggestion was very good, and he took time out of his schedule. He could have walked out of the studio last night afterwards. We certainly didn't have to answer the phone after you after the show's over, but we did, and Brett wanted to talk to you about it. So, well, he's not here. He's not here right now. So what you could do is, the way you could thank him is by taking his advice and listening to Verbal Surgery and then doing what he suggested and taking a week off from calling the show and then calling next Wednesday when Brett is back. You can then thank him on the air, and you can tell him what you thought about listening to Verbal Surgery. And thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE being the Pro XPN toll-free line. So there you go. Anyway, so let's go to the five stupid things about libertarianism. This is a video from Steve Shives. He's a YouTube vlogger. And the first two we got through last night. I don't remember what they were offhand, and I'm not
going to
play
it back.
One was
they were selfish.
Selfish, that was one, yeah.
And the other one is, oh, shoot. I'll have to think about it.
Now, well, this one, the next one is number three. He says it's anachronistic. We continue here with his.
Oh, yeah, the ideas of socialism. That's some cutting edge bull crap from 150 years ago. Oh, dear. Democratic socialism. Whoever came up with this? People from the 1850s.
So I don't remember what the topic of his second one was, but I do remember one of his comments on the second one was about how democracy is something that we could use as a tool. He says that, sure, there could be bad people.
Oh, they make the state into a boogie monster.
There you go.
Was what his point was.
Yeah. So here we go. Number three, it's anachronistic, he says.
It's anachronistic. Most of the major expansions and reforms of government that libertarians resent and wish to dismantle, the Federal Reserve, Social Security, Medicare, the Civil Rights Act, the Americans with Disabilities Act, etc., were brought about because there was a recognized need for them. Societies grow and evolve, and so do the needs and interests of their members. Even so, many libertarians often express a desire to roll things back to how they were once upon a time, in some cases all the way back to the day of the founding fathers.
Yeah, this is where I think a lot of libertarians fall short, is when you talk about rolling back mm-hmm. the government, let's get back to the Constitution, you are isolating many people from your viewpoints, because people don't want to go back, they want to progress.
I'm sure black people really want to go back to slavery.
Oh, I'm dying to be, right. As a person of Native American descent, I'm dying to get to the point that I wasn't counted at all.
All right, we'll come back with more of his thoughts here on the five stupid things, according to Steve Shives, about libertarianism. Your thoughts? Welcome, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter through the links you'll find there to the websites that we show, we'll link to you, and that is Newegg and also Amazon. Amazon's the best because the best option for us because we get the biggest percentage. I think they pay out at least 7%, and it can go up to as much as 8%, depending on the volume that our listeners provide every single month. And so it makes a big difference for Free Talk Live when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com. And again, that is shop.freetalklive.com. There's certainly a lot of buzz about Bitcoins, and maybe you are ready to get some of them. You've got your wallet all set up, and you're trying to figure out what the best way to go about getting the Bitcoins is. Well, CashIntoCoins.com can help you. If you've been looking for Bitcoins, they can make it easy and safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. Plus, customer service is their top priority. Maybe you just want to dip your toes into Bitcoins. Well, if you get less than $40 worth through CashIntoCoins.com, there's no fee. Try finding that anywhere else.
Yeah, it's a really great deal.
Try exchanging money in any form, anywhere, for zero fee. They do it at CashIntoCoins.com if your order's under $40. Now, above $40, the fee's only 3%. So that also is a pretty great deal.
Yeah, now, the price of Bitcoin might seem very expensive. You know, it's a lot more than it was a while ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's been pretty steady, you know. It's been around this 800 mark on Bitstamp anyway. For a few weeks.
You don't have to. It's not like a stock. You don't have to spend $800 on a Bitcoin.
No, you can get a fraction of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, you can spend $40 and get a fraction of a Bitcoin. At this point, it's likely. I don't know. I guess I'm expecting Bitcoin to go up a great deal in the relatively near future. That's what I believe is going to happen.
Anything's possible.
And whatever you put into it, it, you know, I mean, do you want to see your money grow or not?
Go back to a year ago. I think Bitcoin was, what, like $20, maybe?
You know, it's even fun. What I suggest is look for something you want to buy where you can pay Bitcoin, whether it's going to Liberty Forum or whether it's, you know, shopping at Tiger Direct, right, or Overstock, one of these sites. So any of those places, and then buy some Bitcoin, buy more than you need, then spend it. And this way you're getting to use it, which is a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and then you still have a little bit of Bitcoin left over.
So easy to do as well. Anyway, cashintocoins.com, they make it really easy. You just go to their website. You select the bank that you want to go and deposit cash into. You don't have to have an account. Cash into Coins has the account. You deposit into their account at Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union that has shared branching. So odds are good you've got one of those options where you live, which means it's convenient as well. Cashintocoins.com. So let's continue with the five stupid things about libertarianism. According to YouTube vlogger Steve Shives, he's saying that one of his stupid things here, number three, is that it's anachronistic, continuing on with his thoughts.
And this is perfectly understandable as I see it, because you would have to go back that far to find a point in American history where their ideas would have formed the basis of a sound political system rather than a failed and useless ideology.
So it's a failed and useless ideology. A man who's coming from the left, which conflates to socialism, democratic socialism, whatever term one wishes to use, is claiming that the ideas of liberty are failed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is, talk about failures. You can see what his stuff brings. Go to New York. Go to Vermont. Go to Connecticut. Go to Rhode Island. Go to Illinois, Chicago. You can see what democratic policies bring. There's no hiding this.
You know, the problem with this, well, first of all, in that the one part we missed, we didn't miss it in the last segment, but for anybody that's just tuning in, what he was basically saying is libertarians want to get back to the Constitution, and that might be true for some of them, but it's not true for all libertarians. And as Mark was saying, it's not really a great idea to get back to what was previous.
Well, and you can't actually get back. It's just terminology that people use.
Sure.
What they're doing is they're looking at a part of the Constitution and saying, we'd like to get back to this part or that part. And I get where they're coming from. But really, when in American history can you claim that the government of the United States of America ever followed the Constitution?
I don't think that ever did. It's followed
fantasy.
Certain parts at certain times, but it's always selective. And
just a fantasy about the past that people have. I know Penn and Teller addressed this in one of their episodes of their great television show, BS, Once Upon a Time. This kind of perfect past that people like to hearken back to that never really actually existed. Oh, things need to be more like they were in the 50s when nobody had sex outside of marriage. And
happy days.
You know, like, ridiculous. Of course the same things happened in the 50s that happened today. It's just that now you know more about it because there's more information, more people have cameras, there's more, you know, the police were still corrupt. They just didn't get caught as often, things like right. that. So this whole idea of rolling back the government to the Constitution. Not only is it insulting to certain people, like, say, black people, but also, it also, of course, never really did exist, this perfect constitutional government. But in addition to that, you can tell the kinds of libertarians he's had experience with are the ones who have come from the right.
Yeah, the conservative libertarianish.
All of his critiques thus far in this video are based on his conversations and or reading or perhaps watching other videos from so-called libertarians who are clearly the kind of right libertarians who speak in a certain way that appeals to people on the right. It appeals to people who come from that particular perspective. If you, for instance, are in front of a group of righties and you start talking about how you want to roll the government back to the Constitution and that you should be, you know, that I just want to keep everything that I earn, then that's probably going to play to those people.
Right, but lots of libertarians or liberty-minded people don't think in those terms. I read an article recently on Free Talk Live, which was basically about, the forward thinking, really the,
Skip the word and tell me more about what you're describing.
The idea that libertarian is really about moving forward, right? So progressive, that's what it was.
There you go.
So libertarianism is about embracing technology and embracing the future and embracing really communication to progress to a more free world that's more fair, really, for people and better. Better for poor, better for, you know, all kinds of people that are having a tough time.
Right. We don't want to roll back to the days of horse-drawn carriages. We want to figure out ways to advance society to where coercion is no longer employed to achieve certain societal goals, like having nice roads or being able to travel or security and fire protection and all that.
But the reality is, for many liberals, people that are socialists, or one or the both, for a lot of those people, they don't care about freedom. What they treasure is controlling people. They are people that want to, some of them, want to control others, and they are so fearful of what they perceive as dumb people that they just feel they have to control
for their own good.
Yeah, for their own, for everybody's good. For everybody's good.
Well, but let's certainly not let the conservatives off the hook on this one either. They're all about controlling people too.
Yes.
But the funny thing about the liberals and the conservatives, because you'll hear these complaints about libertarians from both sides, is you know, the libertarians are putting up an end run. Liberty oriented folks are putting an end run around these people. The world is coming to the conclusion that there's too much big government in their lives. And I've got a poll here that's actually not just a U.S. poll, but an international poll. There was a recent U.S. poll that said, you know, the government's too big and too intrusive and not living up to
the number one problem.
Yeah, it was the number one problem. Something like that. I mean, it keeps on happening all the time. These polls come out. People believe government's the problem, but the liberals and the conservatives are so busy fighting with each other that they really don't have any energy to go, to do anything about the liberty-oriented folks except call them dumb.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Babies.
Well, both sides say the same thing. Oh, your government's wrong because it's doing this. That's what both sides are saying to each other. We're the ones going, hey, guys, guess what? All of this government is wrong because it's all by force. You're just forcing your ways on your neighbor, and in the end, the government's effectively not even being efficient at doing it and not being effective to the ends that you want anyway.
Let's go to Clay. He's in Kansas City. Clay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Marcus and Mark.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, Clay, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, sure. The reason I'm calling is I'm part of a cop block group here in my city, and I pulled over a cop for running a stoplight not using a turn signal.
Whoa, how'd you pull him over? You can't stop there. How'd you pull him over?
Well, we'll find out in a moment. Clay, can you hang through the news?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're going to bring Clay back. That's an interesting claim.
He pulled a cop over.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to know.
I suppose you can flip on your hazards and start honking.
So we'll come back more and get Clay's story here. He's involved with Cop Block there in Kansas City, and we'll, of course, take your calls as well. There's two more things on the list of five stupid things about libertarianism, and we'll continue those when we get a chance. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.